All right, welcome everyone. Let's dive deep into a part of Jesus' life that might surprise you, his childhood in Alexandria, Egypt. We'll be using this fascinating article from Discover Jesus to explore these years. Like, think 6 to 4 BCE. Buckle up, because we're in for some serious historical intrigue.
It's really interesting how this period kind of shakes up the typical nativity story, right? It gives us a peek into, like, the more complicated reality of Jesus's early years.
Okay, so picture this. 6 BCE, King Herod, totally paranoid about losing his grip on power, orders the massacre of all the baby boys in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Talk about a tense political climate.
Definitely.
No wonder Mary and Joseph decided to get out of Dodge. Like, facts.
Their escape to Alexandria was super hush-hush. Shows just how dangerous things were. They travel alone with baby Jesus, relying on financial help from Zacharias, you know, John the Baptist's father.
Wow.
That really emphasizes the lengths they went to, you know, to keep Jesus safe, and the trust they had in their network.
It's like straight out of a spy thriller. But then they get to Alexandria, and life takes on a surprisingly, like, normal pace. We see Joseph, a skilled carpenter, finds work and even gets promoted to foreman. It's like, even back then, he had ambition. Makes you wonder, could this have shaped any of Jesus's later parables about workers and builders?
It's a really cool connection, for sure. Joseph's experience suggests a focus on craftsmanship and diligence, values that definitely pop up in Jesus's teachings. And don't forget, Alexandria was a seriously diverse and bustling city. That environment probably exposed Jesus to a much wider range of, you know, social classes and trades than he would have seen in a small village.
That's a great point. Instead of a quiet rural childhood, he's in this melting pot of cultures. But what about Mary? I mean, I can't imagine she's just chilling, knowing who her son is and the potential danger he's in.
Right. The article portrays Mary as, like, super protective. At first, she doesn't even want Jesus to have a normal childhood. She's too worried about his safety. And, of course, aware of his, you know, unique destiny.
Totally understandable, given what they just went through in Bethlehem.
Absolutely. No parent would want to relive that trauma.
But eventually, she comes around to the idea that Jesus needs to socialize, interact with other kids, right?
Exactly. With support from Joseph and family. Mary sees how important a more typical upbringing is for Jesus' development. So picture this. Young Jesus, playing in the gardens of Alexandria, hanging out with other children. It's this amazing juxtaposition. The Son of God, experiencing the simple joys of childhood.
It really humanizes him, doesn't it? But even with this sense of normalcy, there are reminders of their unique situation. The article mentions that Jesus' true identity is revealed to a small group of believers in Memphis.
Yeah, these believers, descendants of Pharaoh Akhenaten, they're super interesting. They're from a lineage outside traditional Jewish circles, but they recognize how important Jesus is. They even host a gathering for the family before they leave Alexandria.
This gathering has, like, an almost prophetic feel to it. These believers actually try to convince Mary and Joseph to stay put in Alexandria. They argue that Jesus could have a bigger impact on the world from there. It's wild to think about the course of history potentially changing based on this one decision.
Their reasoning is fascinating, isn't it? They saw Alexandria as this hub of knowledge and diverse cultures, a more influential platform than Palestine. Makes you wonder if they foresaw the Roman Empire as a vehicle for spreading Jesus's message.
Interesting. Makes you think about fate versus choice, you know. But ultimately, they decide to leave Alexandria, sailing to Joppa, and then traveling to Bethlehem.
Yeah, and that decision shows their commitment to their faith, maybe even a feeling of destiny tied to their homeland. Leaving the relative comfort of Alexandria for the uncertainty of Judea must have been incredibly tough.
It really speaks to their sense of purpose. And of course, their journey's not over yet. They still have to decide whether to settle in Bethlehem or Nazareth. But before we get into that, let's zoom in on this gathering in Memphis and what happened there. It sounds like there's more to unpack.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that gathering in Memphis, it really deserves a closer look. It wasn't just like a goodbye dinner. There's some serious symbolism going on there, and maybe even some foreshadowing.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Spill the tea. What makes this gathering so important?
Well, think about the location. Memphis. It was the capital of ancient Egypt. You know, a city packed with history and religious significance. Choosing this place for a gathering to honor Jesus, it has a whole other layer of meaning, right?
I see what you mean. It's like they're recognizing Jesus's connection, not just to Jewish tradition, but to, like, a much wider, broader tapestry of history and spirituality.
Exactly. And then there's the gift Jesus receives, a complete copy of the Septuagint.
Wait, the Septuagint. Help me out here. What was that again?
The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew scriptures. It was super popular with Greek-speaking Jews all over the Roman Empire. Giving this to Jesus suggests an early emphasis on scripture, and maybe even hints at how his message would eventually spread beyond Jewish communities.
Wow, that's a powerful image. It's like, even as a little kid, Jesus is being prepped for a role that goes way beyond cultural boundaries.
Exactly. And we can't forget the conversation that happens there. These believers, they knew their scriptures, they knew the prophecies, they saw Jesus' potential, and actually tried to convince his parents to stay in Alexandria.
And they made a pretty good case, didn't they? Alexandria was this famous center of learning and cultural exchange, home to the legendary Library of Alexandria. If they believed Jesus was meant to be a teacher, wouldn't Alexandria have been the perfect place for him to, you know, grow and learn?
It's a good question, right? Imagine a young Jesus soaking up all that knowledge in the library, talking with scholars from all over the world. Would that have shaped his teachings, his understanding of different cultures and philosophies?
Definitely makes you think. Would his message have spread differently or been received differently if he'd spent his childhood in that kind of environment?
We can only guess, obviously, but it does highlight that interesting mix of fate and choice. Do you think Mary and Joseph ever looked back and wondered, what if? Did they ever second guess leaving Alexandria?
That would be a lot to carry around, wouldn't it? Believing your child is destined for greatness, and then having to make decisions that could affect that destiny.
Absolutely. And their decision to go back to Judea, even with all the risks, shows how deep their faith was. They were convinced they were following a path laid out by God.
Okay, so they leave Alexandria, sail to Joppa, then head for Bethlehem. They're back in their homeland, but still haven't settled down. The article mentions a debate between Mary and Joseph about where to actually raise Jesus. What was that all about?
Sure, the article shows this interesting difference of opinion between them. Mary believes Jesus, as a potential heir to King David, should grow up in Bethlehem, his birthplace, and David's city. She's really focused on fulfilling prophecy, upholding tradition.
But Joseph has other priorities, right? He's more worried about practical stuff like keeping Jesus safe.
Exactly. He's not so keen on Archelaus, Herod's son, who's in charge of Judea now. He remembers the terror of Herod's reign and doesn't want a repeat performance. He'd rather head back to their home in Nazareth up in Galilee. It's ruled by a different Herod, Herod Antipas, who Joseph sees as less of a threat.
So it's a classic clash.
Yeah.
Idealism versus pragmatism, tradition versus practicality. What's cool is they don't just make a quick decision. They spend a whole month in Bethlehem talking it over with friends and family, weighing the options. Can you imagine those dinner table conversations?
It must have been an intense time trying to figure out what was best for their family, for Jesus' future. And in the end, after all that soul searching and discussion, they choose Nazareth.
Nazareth it is, the place where Jesus would spend his childhood. It makes you wonder how those early years in Alexandria might have shaped him, his worldview, you know. Did those experiences affect his understanding of God, his sense of mission, his compassion for the less fortunate?
Those are questions we can't really answer definitively, but this Discover Jesus article definitely opens up new possibilities. It encourages us to see Jesus' story from a different angle.
I'm already seeing this familiar story in a new light. And before we wrap up, there's one more thing I want to touch on. The role of women in all of this. We've talked a lot about Joseph, but Mary's journey is just as fascinating. Think about it. She's a young mom, forced to flee her home, constantly worried about her son's safety.
Right.
And he's not just any son. She believes he's the Messiah, the Savior. That's a huge burden to bear.
Yeah, it's easy to focus on the big picture, you know, prophecies and miracles and all that, and forget that these were real people dealing with real problems.
Especially the women. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Joseph's side of things, but Mary's journey is, like, just as powerful. I mean, think about it. She's a young mom, has to flee her home, always worried about her son's safety.
Right, and not just any son.
Exactly. She believes he's the Messiah, the Savior. That's a lot to handle.
New kid.
The article talks about how she didn't want Jesus to have a normal childhood in Alexandria at first. You can imagine how anxious she must have been, knowing the dangers out there, and this incredible destiny he might have.
It really shows her strong maternal instincts, but also the pressure she must have felt to protect him, this child who was believed to be so important.
And then there's that gathering in Memphis, where those believers try to convince her and Joseph to stay put.
It's interesting to think about their point of view. These women were obviously influential in their community, probably well-educated and well-connected. They saw Alexandria as a place where Jesus could thrive, a center of knowledge and cultural exchange, a place to really spread his message.
It's like they're offering a whole different path, you know, a different version of how the story could go.
Yeah, and in the end, Mary and Joseph choose to go back to Judea, a decision that shows their faith and their commitment to their own understanding of prophecy.
It reminds you that even within a family, even when you share the same beliefs, there can be disagreements, different ways of seeing things and making decisions.
For sure. And it's important to recognize the role women play in this story. Mary isn't just a passive figure. She's active. She voices her opinions. She advocates for her son. She makes choices that shape what happens.
And don't forget about those believers in Memphis. They might not have convinced Mary and Joseph to stay, but their actions show how much power women have to influence things, to persuade, to shape history.
Totally. Their willingness to challenge the norm, to offer a different perspective, that's something to celebrate.
It's inspiring to see them use their knowledge, their resources, their connections to support what they believe in.
I think that's one of the big takeaways from this deep dive, looking beyond the surface, finding those hidden voices and untold stories that often get missed.
Yeah, whether it's Mary's incredible faith and resilience, or those women in Memphis pushing for a different path. There's so much more to discover beneath the surface of this familiar story.
This Discover Jesus article has given us a glimpse into a part of Jesus's life that's not as well known, a part that makes us question our assumptions and see the human side of the divine.
It's a good reminder that history isn't just dates and events. It's about the choices people made, the struggles they faced, and how they navigated faith, family, and destiny.
And by exploring these hidden parts, by listening to the voices that are often silenced, we can get a much richer and deeper understanding of the past and how it connects to our own lives.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into Jesus' childhood in Alexandria. We hope this deep dive has inspired you to keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep digging deeper into the stories that shape our world.